Okay, let's get started. So our first presentation today is Cost Analysis of Synthetic and Natural Grass Athletic Fields by Brian Davidscourt.
Thank you, Susanna. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to come here and present on the segment of my thesis regarding the cost analysis of natural grass and synthetic infill athletic systems. The first thing that people always point fingers at whenever they're talking about the differences in these fields is the differences in the installation costs. And it's been shown currently that synthetic fields installation range between $850,000 to $1 million to install. Conventional sand-based systems range from around $400,000 to $578,000, and sand cap systems range between $230,000 to $375,000. But there are other considerations to your decision besides just the installation cost. One of the big questions out there still is which is less or more expensive to maintain in the long run. For natural grass, you also have considerations like it does have a more intensive maintenance plan, it does have limited hours, weather can limit your play on the fields, and it just does have a lower surface temperature than your synthetic fields. Annual maintenance for your natural grass fields has been found to range between $5,500 up to close to $50,000, depending on your maintenance intensity and your general climate. But depending on your maintenance intensity, you may or may not end up with a situation like this one at Hossett, where your field, you know, come near the end of your fall football season, just kind of becomes a mud pit. I always thought that was more fun, but once you get up into the college and professional levels, it tends to be more of a legal issue. For synthetic fields, you tend to have unlimited usable hours, is the belief. You have, it's not weather dependent, so it won't matter for your football fields. Your maintenance program is less intensive, and it tends to have a higher surface temperature. And maintenance for your synthetic fields ranges from around $5,000 to around $30,000, depending on whether you're outdoor, indoor, you have an irrigation system or not. And the goal is to come to deal with wear situations, kind of like this one. This is a time-lapse video of the Student Legacy Park at OSU. I'm going to skip forward to noon because, you know, all the students are good in the morning, right? Nobody's out playing around on their fields. They all went to bed on time and got up in time for their classes. So this field is used a lot for student access use, club sports, and gets a lot of use throughout the year. So my objectives for this study were to compare the budgets for 10 fields, 5 natural grass and 5 synthetic, over a 20-year period, which will give you time to go through the entire life cycle of the field. I was going to gather field use hours for those 10 fields to produce a cost per hour per person number, kind of like a unit price. So if you were to buy a general, like a general brand of a pasta sauce and like a brand name pasta sauce, they have different unit prices, and the one with the better value has a lower unit price. That's the idea I'm going with here. And then I also put a survey out to Oregon inquiring into the maintenance practices at many of our school districts. So my data collection began on October 1st in 2014 and continued to through September 30th in 2015. And the first bit of my methods we're going to look at are my 10 fields, my 5 natural, and my 5 synthetic. So the first field I had went to was soccer field 4 at Tualatin Hills Parks and Recreation Athletic Center in Tualatin Hills. And I also did soccer field 5 at the same location. In Eugene, I went to Roger Herbert Field at Sheldon High School's Athletic Center. And then on campus at OSU, I used Paul Lorenz Field, which is the varsity soccer field for the men's and women's in Corvallis. And I also went to PV Field, which is a student use and club use field on campus. For my synthetic fields, I went to soccer field 1 at Tualatin Hills and soccer field 2 at that same athletic facility. At Sheldon High School, I have Marty Johnson Field, which is their synthetic soccer and football and lacrosse game and practice field. I also have the Pro Throw Field at OSU, which is the primary football and athletic practice facility. And the Student Legacy Park, which once again is that primarily a student use and club use sports field. So of these ten fields, 4 of them I frequent, 2 of them I work on. I actually take care of Lorenz and Pro Throw Field on campus as part of my program, and I frequent the IM fields and the PV field. So my budgets for these 10 fields were put together using a program called Ag Profit, which is being developed by a professor on campus named Clark Severt. It's a really cool program. It allows you to compare two agricultural scenarios and develop life cycles for those scenarios. And it was developed for cropping systems. So like if you were comparing a hazelnut orchard to a double density hazelnut orchard to figure out when your returns would be returned faster, this program allows you to do that. And in my case, I'm using it to compare synthetic and natural turf grass fields. And it allows you to do this comparison for 20 years, which gives you the full life cycle, and it can let you follow your maintenance plan year by year. So in each individual budget that makes up this life cycle, you can include everything that you would need to maintain those fields. For your natural grass, you have the equipment, materials, fuel, labor, maintenance, contract work for any of your mowing, your fertilization, your cultivation, your top dressing, your overseeding, and your resurfacing, which is recommended for every 5 to 10 years. And with the natural grass fields on the more public facilities, that doesn't quite happen, but the program allows me to follow what they're actually doing. And then for your synthetic fields, I hope you're not mowing. I'm sure you've probably seen this one before. That was kind of a dandy. But with your synthetic fields, you're going to be looking at your grooming, your debris removal, whether you're using just blowers, masses of student labor like we do at OSU, or like a single contracted labor on something like a sport champ, crumb rubber application, and your resurfacing, which is recommended by warranty to be every 8 to 12 years, depending on the amount of wear you get, and your seam repair as needed. So you take all that information, you slap it into AgProfit, and it'll kick out some grand totals after that 20-year period, and it'll keep track of it, things like inflation for you and the present value of your future dollars. The next portion, my usage hour data from my 10 fields, I gathered from athletic directors, reservation schedules, and online resources like player rosters to create individual usage hours, not usage hours for the group. My survey data was used to gather maintenance practice information across Oregon. We distributed it at the OSU IPM coordinator trainings. I got responses from 32 districts, and that gave me a total field base of 206 natural grass fields and 22 synthetic fields that I have maintenance practices for. So we're going to go into my results now, and we're first going to look at my budgets. So for installation on my natural grass fields, I had a range of prices of installation from around $10,800 to close to $500,000. For my synthetic, I was just under $1 million up to a little under $1.3 million. For my annual maintenance, for my natural grass, I was just a little above $8,000 to just below $40,000 for my annual maintenance on natural grass. For my synthetic, it ranged from a little over $3,000 to a little under $19,000. And then for my 20-year budgets for my natural grass, which includes the cost of installation, maintenance, labor, renovation, et cetera, and these are inflated values. PV field was the lowest at $330,000, which is a natural soil and seeded field. And then OSU's Lorenz field, which is a sand-based system. For my synthetic fields, OSU Student Legacy Park had the smallest 20-year budget, and the highest 20-year budget was OSU's Prothrow field, which was recommended to be reinstalled between 5 to 8 years as opposed to 8 to 10 because of the wear it gets. For my survey information, we have a high, medium, and low maintenance range for field care. And then on the right here, we have the average number of practices that were used by the Oregon maintenance facilities that were surveyed. So that's at 206 fields there. And we can see that on the school district level, what we're looking at is maintenance that's either just above or a little below that low maintenance intensity. So when we take those 206 fields and run in the average cost per practice from my 5 fields, we find that an annual maintenance cost in Oregon at a public school level, they were putting in about $12,000 into their field maintenance. Similar for the synthetic field, we have a high, medium, and low level of maintenance. And then we have the survey maintenance. And the annual brooming number, I think, is a little skewed, but that's what the response was on the survey when I was talking to people. Like, at that level, people didn't really know the difference between brooming and grooming all that well. They kind of thought it was the same thing. So the other thing that's good to look at is it looks like they're putting down a crumb rubber application about every other year instead of every year. And when we take the same numbers and run through the same process, we get a synthetic infill budget of about $4,000 for annual maintenance. So if you compare the two fields, the schools in Oregon are spending about $6,000 more on their natural grass fields than they are on their synthetic fields. So now we're going to look at our player use hours. This will be a short portion. So on our natural grass fields, we have a range of 6,000 hours to a little under 35,000 hours. And then on our synthetic infill, we have a little less than 17,000 up to about 136,000, with OSU Legacy Park having the largest amount of student use. They're not, you know, like 250-pound football players, but that's still a lot. So using my budget information, my player use information, I put together this unit price here. So we took the 20-year budgets for my natural grass fields, and I took the annual hour usage and multiplied it by 20 and divided that into the 20-year budget to get a dollar per value or dollar per hour amount. And so the idea being is if you were to charge someone to use that field for an hour in that 20-year period, that's how much you would have to charge them to break even after 20 years. So for natural grass, it came out to be about $4.21, and for synthetic, it came out to be about $3.23. So what that goes to show is that the synthetic fields are giving a better value to the 10 fields that I looked at because they're getting enough hours on it to get that unit price low enough that it gives you a better value than your natural grass fields. So it's really a balance of how much you put into your maintenance budget and how much you get on, how many people you can get onto your field to find that good value range that you want. So not everybody is keeping track of their hours or their budgets that intensively, especially not at a high school or school district level. And so one of the things that we're doing is we're creating this budgetware calculator. And what you can do here is you can come to this calculator when we get it up and running and online, and you can put in your annual maintenance budget, and you can put in what your field costs to install, or if you're planning on putting in a field, you can do the same thing for what you're planning, and it'll inflate those values for you. But then you can also go and you can take your different sports activities and you can put in how many players you have on your team, how many games or practices they have in a season, and your average game and practice length, and it'll kick out an hour's value at the end of that. But it'll also be used for like your academic use, say you have a gym class or band class that comes out and practices or halftime shows on your fields, or special occasions, like if you have a Booster Club barbecue or graduation out on your fields. You can come in here and you can put those hours in there, and it'll kick out a 20-year budget, and it'll kick out 20 years of hours, and then it'll also calculate your unit price down there in the, where's the, your unit price there down in the lower right. So if it were to be an hour, cost per hour per person, it comes out to be about 75 cents, and these are hypothetical numbers, or an hour, a year of use, if you were to charge them for a year of use, it would be about 287. And for the synthetic fields, if you put the same number of hours on it with, you know, whatever your annual maintenance budget is, in this case it was 15,000, you kind of threw it out there in a $1 million field, with all of the same hours, the price per hour per person is actually higher. So that's the biggest consideration you need to do is if you're going to install a synthetic field, you need to make sure that you can get that value there per hour per person lower than your natural grass, or else you're not keeping the best value for your properties. So thank you. I'll take any questions at this time. Yes?
Did you consider the disposal cost for when you have to replace a synthetic field? And also, you may not have had to consider it with these particular fields, but in our area, we have to do a lot of anti-static, antibacterial, as well as irrigation maintenance for synthetics. Did you think about those things?
Well, so in the case of Oregon, we don't have to worry too much about surface temperature heat, so nobody's installed an irrigation system in Oregon, which is something that I really wish would happen, especially on our indoor fields. Like, there's a practice facility right next to Pro Throw that is a synthetic field, and it's indoors. And the coaches have had really mixed feelings about that one because the soccer goalies have been coming off with a staph infection a lot of the times, and since that field had no method of being disinfected, Like, we don't have a UV light to drag across it. We don't really have the money to buy one right now. It's not a practice we've been able to do. And it's the first thing that gets cut in Oregon, too, is the irrigation system, especially since it rains all the time, right? People go outside, we don't need to put an irrigation system on here, it'll rain. And the field loses its static about every... you only have to really apply the anti-static things every 2 years, is my understanding, or like after the first 2 years of the field, and then it wears off. That was my understanding of it from what I read. As for the cost of disposal, that's been very varied. Like, there have been times in Oregon, like Sheldon High School, their field, a clean energy company decided to come in and just take all of the old synthetic material and go burn it for energy. I don't know how clean that is, but they did it for free. So those costs have been something that I'm not as confident about in my presentation, but it is definitely something I need to look more into before these things really become finalized for my thesis.